This is Rad Radio, the radio show you deserve, not the one you need. What does that say about you? This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Just got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Says, I just made my order for the Fat Rob coffee mug.
Yeah, I love the coffee mug.
Once again, Little Charlie.
Not little.
Not tall.
From Black Dog Graphics, who runs the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com, completely unauthorized and without any supervision or from me, just created the Fat Rob line, which is available. Yes, we do have all the different types of shirts available in the mug. He says, I'm guessing that it must be oversized because that's a large image. It's your 15-ouncer, almost two full cups of coffee that it can hold in the mug and the Fat Rob line, which is available at radradio.com.
Are you sure you didn't get approval? He didn't get approval from you because he has to use your likeness for this image.
He has my likeness, and he just created it, and it's a very. Look, it's very, very funny, to be completely candid. When you look at it, the image of me as just, I mean, and I'm eating it behind the microphone, and my gut's enormous.
Which is not safe for the equipment. I would not recommend you eating all that food around the equipment.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you have diabetes and your legs are cut off, like, because you can't see them.
Kind of implied in the picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a look into my future. That's at radradio.com in the Stupid Store. In a very unfortunate coincidence of timing after the last hour with the Dr. Rob email, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, coming up in mere moments is the Dogwoods Resort canine cam. Look, these things are pre-planned, people.
Rob, are you positive this is a good idea?
Yes, the show must go on. We must move forward. What's coming up, Brando?
Well, we've got footage of your black labs, Scart and Sauge. I did it again.
Yes.
It's Scout and Sarge.
It is.
Jeez. Your black labs are having a ball, and one of them is licking your head, seemingly just engulfing themselves with your skin and sweat because you're probably, you know, oozing from all that fat and all that those greasy foods.
Yeah. Wait, is this the one I just sent you this morning?
Yes.
See, so I don't think Scout's featured at all.
Oh, okay.
It's Sarge, but to your point, yes, my wife narrates the whole thing, and I think he's licking the salt off of my head because obviously as an obese person at 176.2 pounds, I just emit not only sweat but lard.
Oh, mm-hmm. You've said that Sarge has gotten big. Who's bigger, you or Sarge?
There's a moment of that. My wife's playing along, as you'll see on the Probcast, which is coming up on Rad TV today at 11 a.m.
And then we've got footage of my 4-month-old puppy, Sadie. She's a Bernedoodle, and she stole a cat toy from one of my cats and is just having a ball this morning. So there's plenty of dogs to see this morning.
So we don't just feature our dogs. It just so happens that's what's coming up. If you have any of your animals recorded horizontally, just email them to us, rat@radradio.com. You can be part of the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. Let's get to the pressure cooker. Tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th, and you're qualified for Friday's grand prize drawing to have those already great seats moved up to the front row. Caller 18, hello, David.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing to say. So if you say sit, and then you say, lay down. I have to take sit as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, I do not.
All right, good luck.
True or false, Kim Kardashian has confirmed that she washes her feet every night before going to bed.
True.
El Prat Airport is located in which European city?
Pass.
Who is the only singer to win the Grammy for Album, Record, and Song of the Year twice?
Pass.
Patrick Warburton played Putty on Seinfeld and voices which Family Guy character?
Pass. Oh, my God.
Texting is a form of SMS. What does SMS stand for?
I'll pass.
Name the most populated U.S. city in the Central Time Zone. Okay, very good.
Pass Ohio.
This poor thing.
I mean, that was just...
His mind was just blank every time.
A grunt. All right, well, we got 6 questions out.
Hey, you only need 5.
All right, I wonder how he'll do.
This is like the never-ending story when you're watching the horse sink into the swamp.
Oh, no. I mean...
Stupid horse!
I'm trying.
No.
We asked, true or false, Kim Kardashian has confirmed that she washes her feet every night before going to bed. He said that is true.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Jimmy Kimmel earlier the week.
Old story.
It is, but it's always been under the guise of she's never confirmed it. So these were rumors that are out there.
I took it as truth years ago.
Well, of course you did. It's on the internet. Somebody said it. It has to be true.
What's so bad about it? Like, why is it such a big deal? That actually sounds great to me.
I would think the story should be that she doesn't have somebody wash them for her.
See, that's how I took it.
But yes, she does. She washes her feet before bed every night.
Does she do it in like one of those little foot spas, or is she just getting a shower with the loofah and scrub hard?
I don't know if we got those specific details.
Does she film it?
Well, the story went, I don't know what she said, right? But the story from years ago is that she cannot have dirty feet in the bed. So they are clean and they don't hit the floor again because they've just got to be hitting the bed clean.
Yeah, the sex tape money's drying out, so she's having to go to Feet Finder now.
She did also confirm that she uses a blow dryer on all of her jewelry before putting it on because she doesn't like cold metal touching her skin. That rumor's been out there. And she also confirmed the rumor that she always has someone, whether it's her sisters or her an assistant or whatever, or the barista, remove the sleeve off of her coffee at Starbucks because she hates the sound and feel of cardboard. Those rumors she said are all true.
Oh, she'll survive a world catastrophe. Good God. Right? I mean, honestly.
We asked, he passed. Ugh. Now, here comes the pass fest. He passed when I asked him, El Prat Airport is located in which European city? I mean, shout one out. I know it's not Paris, but shout out a European city if you can think of one. He just passed.
Is it Amsterdam?
Munich.
Is it Prague?
Barcelona.
Ah. España.
In Spain. Here's another one. Just name a singer. Who is the only singer to win the Grammy for Album, Record, and Song of the Year twice?
Taylor Swift.
I mean, right there we go. I mean, at least it's a name.
Madonna.
Kenny Rogers.
Mariah Carey.
Adele.
Hello. We would have got there.
Then he passed again. I mean, if you know the show, I guess shout out an answer. Patrick Warburton played Putty on Seinfeld. He voices which Family Guy character?
The cop.
The cop is right. Joe Swanson. By the way,
would you have taken the cop?
I probably would have actually, especially with this poor bastard. I mean,
would you have taken Joe?
Yes, I would have just taken Joe. Yeah. I would have taken Swanson, just the last name. Anything remotely close. Yeah. Patrick Warburton's back in the news just because he did another interview where he confirmed that his parents hate the show even more today than they did 25 years ago.
No!
Background is that his father almost became a monk, was in a monastery for 3 months. His mother, when Patrick was 13, went around the neighborhood passing out pamphlets on the sins of self-pleasuring. So this is the background that he comes from.
Oh, okay. So that would make sense they haven't grown to like it.
She even for a while was part of the Parents Television and Media Council, which is that Nazi group that wants to get anything that they don't agree with banned. And they just kind of ignore that whole First Amendment thing. That she was a part of that for a while, and she literally asked him at one point to sign the petition. He was like, "Mom, I'm helping support you guys with the money I make from Family Guy." But yet, it seems like they still have a relationship. He's just not shy about sharing all this.
And let me say to Patrick Warburton, there is nothing more delicious than having your family hate a show that you were on.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh oh.
Hey. Hey. he also passed on texting as a form of SMS. What does SMS stand for? Do you know, Don?
The systems must survive.
I don't. I know it's message system, but I don't know the first S.
Message system. Now we get to the nerdy guys. Less nerdy, Nick. Do you know what it stands? SMS?
No, I don't.
A branding.
Oh, yeah, of course. On the top of my head, it stands for short message service.
Yes, right. Short message service. Ian from Tech2U, all the other dorks at Tech2U. We love you, dorks. We know you're all listening. Thank you.
And controlling all the machines that we're on. Yes. Please don't hack me.
And then at the buzzer, we asked, name the most populated U.S. city in the central time zone. He didn't really pass. He just let out some type of death rattle grunt.
In the central time zone.
Yes, in the central.
Something like...
Denver?
Right. Or Minneapolis.
I think
no,
Denver's in
Coast.
Mountain.
Oh. Central.
Minneapolis is central.
What's that? Oh, okay. Okay, then that one. That one's big. That's a big one.
Chicago?
There it is.
Oh, damn. That one's bigger.
Largest. Now, the largest city in the entire Central Time Zone is Mexico City. In the United States, it's Chicago. And the second largest Central Time Zone city in America would be after Chicago.
Minneapolis.
Houston.
Oh, yeah.
It's right
on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I think there's like 18 cities in the Central Time Zone ahead of Minneapolis when it comes to population.
That one always screws me because they are on Central Time, but I always think Southern Time.
Which isn't a thing.
Right, exactly.
It's slower.
In the end, dude did such a great job. He got one right. Yeah, that true false question. Good for him.
Okay. Hope you had fun.
Another chance at the Foreigner tickets coming up with Master of No. Yes, Master of Movies. That is correct. Not Master of No. That's not a new game. Master of Movies at 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.